I'm just kind of curious, because again, sorry, but I always think about, like, suppose it were me, and I knew it was a HER2 positive tumor. So I know there's issues with the reimbursement, but just going beyond that, obviously we don't have the data, Randy, but what about the patient? What about neoadjuvant anti-HER therapy?
I mean, you know, in GI oncology, particularly upper GI, we've been on the coattails of breast cancer. And of course, the breast cancer people have worked this out, and I think we're going to talk about that later. They have more fun drugs. They have a lot more data, and it really goes back now decades. I think actually, if you can get trastuzumab, I think that that would be something that I would do. Now, once again, it becomes a reimbursement issue. And to be honest, if it were me, I would max out the credit card, because that's your one shot for cure. And I would probably want trastuzumab together, you know, with standard chemotherapy and radiation. That being said, if you had a HER2 positive patient and you could not get them trastuzumab, I think another option would be actually an anthracycline. At least in breast cancer, there's a lot of controversy, but there's that topo amplification may be on the HER2 amplicon, but I would really, really try to get that person trastuzumab by hook or by crook.
You know, that anthracycline topo 2 thing has been something that a lot of work's come out of your place with
that. That's
Dennis
probably why
Lehman
I think about it. And so, yes.
But I always like asking this question, because I really think it is a situation where, you know, it really intuitively makes sense, but we just don't have the data. Johanna?
One other thing I would say to trastuzumab is, I think also we need to be careful with safety in terms of combining trastuzumab with radiation therapy and chemotherapy when you're radiating the heart area.
Well, remember, once again, most of the problems, once again, this comes from our institution, has been in combination with anthracyclines. But you're right, it does add some cardiac toxicity. But by itself, trastuzumab in someone really doesn't have that much cardiac toxicity, at least in the breast cancer literature. I don't know the neoadjuvant part, because that would also involve the heart. But without anthracyclines, are you still seeing a lot of...
Well, so that's part of the trial piece, because when you use it in breast cancer, you're not using it with the radiation therapy at the same time.
And not the amount of radiation, I would think, in breast cancer.
But once again, they, you know, they're the people who demand anthracyclines, you know, in the adjuvant setting, though that's kind of getting less popular.
Particularly around your place. Mm-hmm.